a shadow of what is to come, shadows of what is to come. And this stems from Colossians chapter 2. We left off last week with verse 15, and we want to look at verses 16 and following today. We want to connect it with what we have been learning in Colossians, but we also want to make some connections with Palm Sunday and Easter Sunday, which is next week. Oh, by the way, next week we'll take a little break from our Colossians study. We'll give our full attention to the power and the importance of the resurrection. Resurrection Sunday, Easter Sunday will be a wonderful time of worship. And so we'll take a little break from Colossians next time and just give our attention to Easter. The passage for today is from Colossians chapter 2, beginning at verse 16. Let me just read this passage for us, and then we'll share a few remarks about it. This is verses 16 and 17. Paul writes, "Therefore, do not let anyone judge you by what you eat or drink, or with regard to a religious festival, a new moon celebration, or a Sabbath day. These are a shadow of things that are to come. The reality, however, is found in Christ." I already mentioned that the theme in this session of Colossians is the false teachers. As we've mentioned before, there were many variations of false teachings that come into the city of Colossae, and Paul had been on introducing those themes, and now in chapter 2, he's giving his full attention to this. It's a real weird conglomeration of teaching. Today, we're looking at what is believed to be some false teaching stemming from some of the Jewish thinkers in that area. We mentioned last week that the area where Colossae is located is very similar, very close to where Galatians is, or Galatia. And Paul wrote the letter of Galatians a few years before Colossians, dealing with pretty much the same problem, it seems. It seems as though the believers in Galatia and the believers in Colossae had been introduced to Jesus, but in light of false teachers, they were taking their attention away from Jesus and they were being sidetracked. And Paul wrote Galatians to kind of rein the people back in and refocus them on Jesus. And much of Colossians is the same thing. They are dealing with false teachers, and Paul is saying, listen, we need to get back and focus on the reality, which is Christ. So, we want to look at the false teachers and what they were saying. We also want to think about what we can learn from these things today. It says here in verse 17 that some of the things that were being introduced were shadows and not the reality. And so this notion of shadows and reality is a very important theme we want to look at. Now, shadows are real. Shadows exist. But shadows are not things that exist in and of themselves. Shadows are things that reflect reality. Shadows have value to the degree that they point to that reality. If you were to see someone approach you, you may see their shadow, and you may be startled and look up and see whose shadow has just kind of come across my path. And so we want to, and this is what we will see as we continue to look at our passage today. Paul's not diminishing the shadows. He's just telling us, folks, don't look at shadows. Look at the reality behind the shadow. Now, if you go back to verse 16, we see that a lot of the things that Paul is referring to as shadows are things related to the Jewish traditions and were being introduced by some of the Jewish false teachers. Eating and drinking, it's the dietary laws of the Old Testament. Religious festivals. The religious festivals of the Old Testament were things that God had given to us, and they were important and valuable in pointing to some greater reality yet to come. The new moon celebration, Sabbath day, these are all things that apparently Jewish false teachers were telling the people of Colossae were very important, and then they need to focus in on those. Paul says, hey, listen, these are just shadows of things to come. The reality is to be found in Christ. When I think about this, one of the images that comes to my mind is the famous Allegory of the Cave by Plato. Maybe you remember studying this years ago in maybe a Western Civ class in college, or maybe in a high school classroom. This is a very famous allegory that Plato used to kind of talk about his philosophy, but I think there's some good applications here. If you're familiar with this particular allegory, in the bottom left-hand corner of this image, you see some individuals up against the wall looking up and seeing merely shadows. You see a shadow of a tree, you see a shadow of a bird, you see a shadow of a pot. And if you look closely, you see that that shadow is being formed by cutout figures and a fire inside the cave. Plato told us that these prisoners, this is what they were prisoners in this cave, only knew the shadows, and that was all they had ever known, and that's what their whole reality. But in this allegory, the prisoners were, one prisoner actually broke away and was set free and climbed up out of the cave. You see on the right-hand side of this image, prisoners or people climbing up out of the cave, out into the real world. And what did they find out there? They find real trees. They find real birds. They find real pots. And so what Plato was trying to illustrate in this example was that we need to look for real trees, real birds, real pots, and not be content with mere shadows of things down in a dark cave. And that's relates to what we're talking about here. We can learn take that same principle and apply it to our spiritual lives. Back in verse 16, as we read a moment ago, there were many of these shadows which were themes in the Old Testament. They were good. They were instructive. But they were intended to point to a reality beyond themselves. They were to be instructive for us to look forward. And so even relating this to our Passover season, which is the season in which Jesus came to Jerusalem to die for our sins, we have the Passover lamb. We have the religious festival that is the Passover. We have a lot of the religious traditions and things that the Jewish people would do as part of their religious life. But the idea is these things were not in and of themselves the reality. They were pointing to a greater reality. One thing we want to keep in mind is that Paul was not, he was not discouraging religious practice. In fact, if you think back to the book of Acts, the apostle Paul often was engaged in religious practices. We read how he took vows in the book of Acts, how he engaged in temple ceremonies, and how he had his hair cut at one point as a vow to the Lord. Paul was very religious. He engaged in the religious practices. He encouraged others to engage in the religious practices. However, Paul always kept his focus not on the practices, but on the reality behind those practices. And that reality is Christ. All these things, these Old Testament shadows, if you will, were focused on Christ. And that is the message that Paul had for the Colossians. The believers had been preached to about Jesus, and they recognized and embraced Jesus, but then they were allowing others to come along afterward and to suggest that they follow shadows. Remember back in chapter 1 of Colossians, Paul says, Christ is the supremacy. Nothing else is more important than him. What does this mean for our own lives? Well, I think we all engage in certain religious practices, and those things are fine. But what we need to be very, very careful about is not allowing our religious life to consist only in those practices. We need to recognize that those very same practices are actually destined to perish. That's something we'll look at in a little while when we get down to verse 22. Paul will later on tell us that these religious practices are destined to perish. They're intended to point us to a greater reality. In fact, think about this in terms of heaven. When we get to heaven, we will be enjoying the very presence of God. We'll be enjoying eternity in God's presence. There won't be the same old religious practices that we know and practice today. So Paul's encouragement to us is, allow the shadows to point us to the reality, but do not allow the shadows to become all that you care about. All the religious rituals and the shadows of our faith are intended to point us to a greater reality, to Christ himself. And even the Passover season, as Jesus came into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, as he spent the week teaching people in the city of Jerusalem, as the nation was preparing the sacrifice, the Passover lamb, all of these religious practices were pointing to a greater reality. God has always been concerned that we keep our hearts and minds on the reality and not on the shadows. One passage from the book of Isaiah, chapter 1, beginning in verse 13, puts it this way. And this is a very common theme we see in the Old Testament, where the Old Testament prophets were rebuking the people because they had become so focused in on practices that they had lost the heart of the matter, the reality behind the practices. So Isaiah chapter 1, 13 and 14, it says, stop bringing meaningless offerings. Your incense is detestable to me. New moon. We saw that same new moon festival mentioned by Paul in Colossians. It was one of the festivals of the Old Testament. Sabbath and convocations. I cannot bear your evil assemblies. Your new moon festivals and your appointed feasts, my soul hates. They have become a burden to me. I am weary of bearing them. And remember, all of these things, these offerings, these new moon festivals, the Sabbath, and other religious practices were given by God. But they were given by God to point us to a greater reality. The people of Israel often had begun to treat the religious practices as somehow an end unto themselves, and they were forgetting about the one to whom they pointed. They were forgetting about the ultimate reality behind those religious practices. We need to do the same thing. We need to be very careful. You know, another thing this relates to is a passage that Jesus mentions in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6. Now, this particular passage is about our acts of righteousness, practicing our acts of righteousness before men. But I think the principle is the same. Why do so many people focus on the shadows rather than the real thing? It's because the shadows are things that we are in control of, and also the practices are things that are seen, and this relates to the audience that we have. Let me read this passage, and then we'll draw some final applications for our message today. Jesus says these words, be careful not to do your acts of righteousness before men, to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets, Hold on, I'm just going to let someone who's out, I'm going to let them back in. I apologize, but I don't want anyone to be left out as we continue. Verse 2, so when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets as the hypocrites do in the synagogue and on the streets, to be honored by them. I tell you the truth, they have received the reward in full, but when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be done in secret. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. As we mentioned, this passage is about our acts of righteousness. However, that same principle can also be seen in this shadow versus reality. If we are only interested in the shadows, if we're only interested in the religious practices, we need to ask ourselves, is that because we simply want to go through the outward motions? We want to be in control. We want to be seen by others as those who engage in religious practices. Paul says, the practices are simply a shadow. Our real focus needs to be the reality. It needs to be Christ. Passover season was about lambs. It was about temple worship. It was about activities there in the city of Jerusalem. But ultimately, it was about what God was doing in Christ. We need in our lives, our religious life, to treat the shadow as the shadow. Treat the shadow as something pointing to a greater reality. Do not treat the shadow, the practices, as the reality itself, but always look to Jesus. Always look to the supremacy. And that was what Paul was encouraging the believers there in Colossae to do, to remember that it is Christ that we are to focus in on. It is Christ who is our Lord and Savior. It is Christ who is the reality. The shadows are just the shadows. And so I hope that that was a message that we could connect with, both in as we come into the Passover season and as we remember the importance of the reality of Christ. All right, well, that was just a short message and a few verses that I wanted to bring with you today and make those connections. A lot of things to think about. So let's